Hi, Kevin McCullough. The new year is upon us, and that means couples getting engaged and married and Valentine's Day and all kinds of fun stuff just around the corner. And if you or someone you know is tying the knot before they purchase from a big chain jeweler, make sure they visit my friend Anu at a little place called Lord's Diamonds. Not only will you get more diamond for your money, but your ring will be unique, stunning, and something you took part in creating all within your budget, regardless of the size of budget. Lord's Diamonds has been a favorite with Kevin McCullough listeners for many years, and I bought custom designed pieces for my lovely bride, and let me tell you, I will never go anywhere else, nor should you. Not only did Lord's work within my budget and give me great ideas, but the follow-up and the caring are still unmatched anywhere. So call to talk to Anu directly, 212-789-8500. That's 212-789-8500. Or look at them online at lordsdiamonds.com or on Instagram at lordsdiamonds. That's 212-789-8500.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
My blood pressure significantly is so low now compared to what it was. I think I'm doing great with it.
That's one thing I like about Balance of Nature. Y'all listen, you talk and communicate and not just give us your order, we're done, bye. You know, it makes more, I want to say, kind of a family-oriented business that, you know, we're out here for you and we're part of your extended family trying to fill you in rather than just take your money.
I feel great. A lot of the aches and pains I have the arthritis in my hand seems to have dissipated most of the time, and I feel wonderful.
Have the confidence that you're giving your body what it needs. Call now to receive 35% off your first Balance of Nature order. Call 1-800-2468-751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. A brand new year means a brand new way to start doing things differently in life that help you more than hurt you. And one of them, most definitely, is to get the best night's sleep and most likely more sleep than you've gotten in the past. Friends, it's the only reason that I recommend that the only place you go is MyPillow. MyPillow revolutionized my sleep 3 years ago, and I haven't gone a single night since the very first one that I slept on the MyPillow that I haven't gotten REM cycle sleep. Friends, I want you to know the same deep, healing, peaceful existence that you get when you get a good night's sleep. You fall asleep faster, you stay asleep deeper, you sleep a little bit longer, and your overall health goes up considerably. Check it out. Final few days of the buy one, get one free. Now's a perfect time to get a MyPillow. 800-506-2641. Use promo code KMC when you call. That's 800-506-2641. 800-506-2641. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
We've got a monstrously ginormous, huge news show for you on this weekending edition of Kevin McCullough Radio. We'll talk with Michael Riedel of the New York Post. We'll also check in with RNC spokeswoman Kayleigh McEnany. And we start with breaking news and Governor Michael Huckabee. Stay with us.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
You're learning that President Trump has, in fact, pardoned. The president believes that Mr. Libby is fully worthy of this pardon. I do not know Mr. Libby, said President Trump, but for years I have heard that he has been treated unfairly. Hopefully this full pardon will help rectify a very sad portion of his life.
That was my colleague at Fox News Channel, Melissa Francis, sitting in for Harris Faulkner a bit earlier this afternoon. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. We've got a lot to get to because I don't know if you heard or not. There's some big interview that's going to go on ABC this weekend on Sunday night. I'm going to see if I can pull myself away from what else is on. I don't know. American Idol. color me just a tad bit pessimistic about both how it's been hyped and what it will actually mean, but we'll get to that in just a second. I want to bring in Governor Mike Huckabee, who joins us often on Fridays in a later segment of the show, because we're often preparing to promote his weekend broadcast, which we will. But, Governor, thanks for jumping on with us here at the beginning, because there's a lot to get to. Scooter Libby, mentioned right there by Melissa Francis. Judith Miller, our friend over at Fox News, who's not a fan of the president by any stretch of the imagination, wrote today that this is long overdue, and she's glad to see it happen. For people that don't really remember what Scooter Libby represented and why his takedown was fairly significant to the people that opposed President Bush at the time, what is your take on what has happened now, and do you consider it to be justice?
Well, it's definitely justice. It's justice delayed. I had long wished that President Bush would have done this when he had the power. Even on his last day, he should have and could have done it. He didn't. He commuted the sentence, but he did not pardon him. And interestingly, Scooter Libby was innocent enough that he was reinstated with his law license. And the people who looked at the case decided that he had truly been railroaded. He was not prosecuted. He was persecuted. And it was an outrageous and egregious abuse of federal prosecutorial power. The kind of thing I think we're seeing now with perhaps the Mueller investigation and going after and breaking down the door of Michael Cohen. This is what ought to scare Americans. You don't have to like Donald Trump, but you really ought to love a sense of justice in which it's evenly handed. It wasn't with Scooter Libby. I can tell you from being a governor, there is no political benefit ever in issuing a pardon or any type of commutation. President Trump, in the midst of his own issues, has shown an extraordinary amount of courage and a do-right mentality that I truly appreciate today.
Well, and it's an interesting character from the pages of the Bush administration, because the story that he was attached to did have a lot of speculation about it, the Valerie Plame affair. And what we found out later was that basically Valerie Plame and her husband were a couple of con artists that really, you know, they were looking out for themselves. But there really wasn't any wrong being done. But if I remember correctly, there was it kind of keyed off of the unmasking of Valerie Plame's identity in a certain narrative. Did we not have exactly the same thing happen with Dr. Susan Rice and the people that were unmasked in this investigation about Russia and who was monitoring who and who wiretapped whose phone and so forth? I mean, it really seems inconsistent that Scooter Libby was the worst man ever to walk the planet because he unveiled the name of a non-active agent that hadn't been in the field for years. And then Dr. Susan Rice does the same thing, and the left act like we're losing our minds for mentioning it.
Well, and it was, as I recall, Kevin, it was discovered that it was Bob Novak who actually outed her. It wasn't
correct.
Scooter Libby after all. And so, you know, nothing happened to Bob Novak. He was a journalist, and you know, I'm sure he would have claimed that he had the right to publish, and so be it. But it wasn't even Scooter Libby. It was a political effort to go after someone who was highly connected to Dick Cheney, because Scooter Libby was Dick Cheney's chief of staff. They couldn't get Cheney. They went after Libby. It was a disastrously vicious thing to do to a man who had given his life in public service, and I just think it's awful. Absolutely.
And you make a direct comparison to what's happening with Michael Cohen. Do you sense that the prosecutorial intent is just as feverish to get Cohen if they can't get Trump?
Well, I think they want to get Trump, and they're going after anybody who's close to Trump. That's what we've seen so far, going after whether it's Manafort or Gates. And I'm not saying some of these guys haven't done some things wrong, but it's not about what Trump did. It's about what Michael, maybe Michael Cohen may have done. We don't know. Was it a contribution that shouldn't have been made? Does it really rise to the level of breaking down a person's door and taking all their computers? I mean, you can look at bank records and find out, did you make a contribution? That's what ought to be frightening to us. How far is our federal government willing to go to take down the people it has decided are its enemies? Not enemies of the law, not enemies of justice and right, but their enemies and political enemies. Kevin, that's scary.
Speaking with Byron York yesterday and the realization that the DOJ and FBI might be the most packed swamp rat, swamp-infested portions of the federal government, and we're still seeing that battle play out. Speaking of which, let's move to Sunday night. James Comey is slated for a huge sit-down with George Stephanopoulos, is being billed as, like, you know, the exclusive of the year, which I don't think is really true. I think that he could have gone to any number of networks and they would have put him on. But the idea that this is going to tell us something new and be really remarkable, people that are familiar with the book don't seem to be indicating that. And I'm curious what you think of the president's reaction kind of going off on Twitter today to try to get in front of it and kind of chop the knees out of it. What's your take on the whole thing?
Well, I think the interview is not really an interview. It's an infomercial. I mean, this is an attempt to help James Comey sell his books. That's what he's into. I thought Nate Silver, the not-so-conservative and quite liberal New York Times analyst, had the best line. He said this book shouldn't have been called A Higher Loyalty. It should have been called A Higher Royalty, because that's what Jim Comey is all about, is trying to make some dough. Interestingly, he supposedly is telling all these things that he never had time to go and tell Congress, even though he had a constitutional responsibility and a legal responsibility to tell Congress things right, that they were asking him. But no, he's too busy for that because he's writing it in a book and now they can buy a copy. I find it outrageous, and I think it's important, and I hope some members of Congress go through and look at the book and see how many things in that book were based on information that belonged to the federal government, not to him personally. And if he profits off of it, I think that presents some problems for him.
Well, I thought that he had already mishandled classified or government information by giving his supposed personal memos that he made of the meetings with the president to his friends at NYU. I thought that that broke barriers. That I'm curious as to why no one's looked into it yet to see if that was actually criminal in nature.
Well, it would be, because it's not his information. It's government work product. It does not belong to him. It belongs to the federal government. You just can't take things that belong to your employer and go and give them. And in that case, it was leaking of information that supposedly was confidential and classified. So that even makes it worse. But do you think he's going to be prosecuted for it? Wouldn't hold your breath.
Yeah, it doesn't look like him. It also seems he plays a lot in the dirt in this book, and probably in the interview. He's re-raising allegations of Russian prostitutes, and he gets personal. He goes after the marriage of the president and the first lady, and I expect that we're going to see more of that on Sunday night. One of the reasons why I don't really have much of any interest in watching it all. But you know what I will watch? I will watch Huckabee at either 8 or 11 on Saturday night and 8 or 11 on Sunday night. And, Governor, real quick, 10 seconds, what you got on this weekend's show?
Well, an economist that makes sense, Art Laffer, will be with us. We also have Geraldo Rivera, who will talk about his remarkable 50-year career in journalism. And then some surprises that you don't want to miss. So Saturday, Sunday, 8 and 11 Eastern, both nights on TBN.
Please tell me you're going to ask Geraldo if he ever did find what was in the vault.
I did ask him about that. You'll have to watch.
Now you got me hooked, Governor, much more so than that book sale over on ABC. All right, 8 and 11, TBN, Saturday and Sunday nights. Governor, thanks for being here.
Always a pleasure.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Coming up next, Kaylee McEnany, who actually used to be that guy's intern. She joins me next. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, it's been a real joy to be able to tell you about something that took place last December. I don't know if you remember this or not, but I was on a regular basis telling you about the need of our friends in the Sudan region, specifically people that have been enslaved there. Yes, actual human trafficking and slavery that had gone on between what is now the two countries of Sudan and South Sudan. South Sudan is the youngest country on earth because they were given their liberty and freedom from the north a number of years ago, when the world powers said this war between the jihadists in northern Sudan and the Christians in the south has to come to an end. What had happened prior to that was there were a lot of slave raids where northern jihadis would ride into the south and just take people from villages and take them back, enslaving them in their work of their cattle ranches. Well, when the global community came together to stop the war, they didn't do anything to liberate the tens of thousands of slaves that had been taken captive. Friends, here's the wonderful news that we can share today. Back in December, I told you about an organization called Christian Solidarity International, a group I've worked with for a number of years to help free human slaves from places all over the world. They have been working in the Sudan region since the time of the war, and they have seen personally over 80,000 slaves be liberated and returned to South Sudan, never being taken back into slavery again. That's because they have a very simple process. They know that the northern jihadists are able to be incentivized. And so with Arab sympathizers that run, in essence, an underground railroad to and from the slave traders themselves, they offer cattle vaccine in exchange for the life and liberty of a slave. When they told us in November of last year that they needed help with 48 slaves, you were so generous in your response that we were able to end up freeing nearly 99. Nearly 100 slaves went free because of your generosity. They were all liberated, by the way, the last week of January, headed into the month of February. Now they have told us that there is another liberation point coming in early June. That means we have until the end of May to actually liberate some 82 different slaves that they've already negotiated the release for. These would include women. Some of their children are included, and some of them would be young women that do not have any children. These have all been people that have been abused by their slave captors, and they are looking forward to returning home to their families with their with the people that they love and that they know. Friends, I want you to get a glimpse of just how bad this is. These slaves, most times, if they are female, are marched north miles and miles and miles into the slave camps. And then they are told, with the lid of a can or a piece of glass or maybe some sort of sharpened metal of some sort, to go genital mutilate themselves, to perform female circumcision so that they can be, quote, a good Muslim wife to their slave captor. Friends, these women have seen traumatic experiences, and they need help. That's why your donation to Christian Solidarity International not only releases their freedom by supplying the vaccine, but it also helps them have an entire bag of what's called hope for the coming year. These are supplies that they will need to survive their first full year in liberty, reunited with their family. Please call and help now. 888-342-1010 is the number. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. $250 one-time gift will help liberate a slave right now. 888-342-1010. That's 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
He's taking one or two or three meetings with the president and retroactively putting his own spin on them to sell books. It seems to me like he sounds like a disgruntled ex-employee who, after the fact, wants to clear his conscience of what bothered him at the time. If you're that bothered, quit.
That's Kellyanne Conway, advisor to the president, as she was just a little while ago commenting on what continues to be the big story headed into the weekend, and it is, what will James Comey say in his, I don't know, primetime special? We just talked with Governor Mike Huckabee about his thoughts on this. I want to bring in someone who not only has the ability to kind of understand this from a political sense, but also from a legal one, because she is a graduate of Harvard Law School, and she is a longtime friend of Kevin McCullough Radio, Kaylee McEnany. It's good to have you back.
Hey, how are you, Kevin?
Doing well. So let me ask a couple of interesting things about the Comey situation in particular. It appears as though not only is he going to get nasty and personal with the president's marriage and speculation about prostitutes and other stuff, he's also going to throw Loretta Lynch under the bus and a few others. This man's determined to have zero amount of friends by the time the evening's over. Doesn't it look like it from here?
It does. I mean, he's managed to make angry both sides. I just came off of a Fox hit, and I had my Democratic sparring partner, Jessica Tarlow, say to me, wow, it's rare that Kaylee and I agree on the moral, you know, ineptitude of Jim Comey. So you're finding partisans on the opposite sides of panels. I saw another one on CNN where the two folks agreed because he's managed to make everyone angry, no matter if you're Republican or Democrat. But one point to note, you know, you mentioned Loretta Lynch. She talks about classified documents casting aspersions on her impartiality in the Clinton investigation. Well, he also talks about his interactions with President Trump and says there was no obstruction of justice. There was nothing approaching illegality. So very interesting that Loretta Lynch really is kind of taking the heat in this book more than the president, I would argue.
Well, and given that that's the maybe the rational and factual case, you know that with George Stephanopoulos, former Clinton operative, conducting the interview on ABC, a major mainstream network that does not hold any type of conservative view at all, you know that this is going to tend to be a what you got on Trump kind of special. And here's the interesting thing about this, Kaylee. To what degree, for instance, he was asked by the Senate Judiciary Committee, which has oversight of FBI matters, to come and testify before them on things relevant to his investigation and his time there. And he says to them, I'm too busy to do that, but then turns around and spills everything. And ABC came out yesterday, Byron York reported in the Washington Examiner, they're bragging. He answered every one of our questions. There wasn't a single question he told us he didn't have the time to answer. What's the legal jeopardy that he's in, if any at all, in the path he's chosen?
Well, he's potentially in a lot of legal jeopardy, and for a number of reasons. You know, first, the leaking of classified information, potentially classified. You know, one would think that the FBI director's notes would be classified, even at the confidential level. But even so, conveying government documents, that's something that is illegal under law, conveying documents regarding a ongoing investigation. And then also, you look at, you mentioned Clinton, you know, FISA abuses. You know, people forget there's so much said of Andy McCabe and Rod Rosenstein and the names on these warrants to get a authority to spy on someone based on a Democrat-funded dossier. Well, Jim Comey was the head of the FBI overseeing all of this. So he gets this FISA warrant and then later tells us that this very document that was the basis of the FISA warrant was salacious and unverified. So, you know, that's another realm in and of itself. There's a lot going on, and it's important to point out all of it.
Well, when you're dealing with this issue as well, I want people to keep in mind that the Inspector General has not yet released his report. There was speculation that it would be out by now. But do you see Jim Comey putting himself in jeopardy of worsening his standing in that final report before it comes out? And given that that's an internal affairs kind of check and balance on the DOJ and FBI, I mean, it seems to me he's playing really fast and loose with a lot of opportunity here that I think if somebody was his lawyer, they'd say maybe this isn't the right time to be doing this.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, everyone says the Inspector General is someone of great moral character, above reproach. We can trust he'll do a fine job. And I believe that. And I really want to see these two IG reports. But what troubles me is the involvement of Rod Rosenstein and these IG reports and, you know, what his role will be and how they ultimately shape up and look. And we know Rod Rosenstein, of course, signed one of those FISA warrants, and he's a part of this. So he's a witness as much as a prosecutor, which is another very strange conflict of interest that shouldn't exist. But, you know, we got to look at all of it. And I hope these IG reports do turn up the way we all anticipate and Rosenstein and others at the Justice Department don't get to them.
Well, what's I think is going to be interesting is once Comey gets his version of events out there, I think that there are still people at the DOJ and the FBI field agents that worked the Hillary email case that I believe still strongly disagree with the actions that were taken by Comey and Lynch. There were at the time, supposedly, behind the scenes, there were more than 100 field agents and at least about a dozen lawyers that worked that investigation that all came out and said, not publicly, but they said through a spokesperson, that they all, thought that she should have been, indicted and charged, and that they would have been able to prosecute, such a case. The fact that he still didn't, and now that we know so much about his process, in that he began to write the case for her being found not guilty long before she even was interviewed, to me seems to be just one of a number of tripwires that he's just, I don't know, I can't comprehend how you can just take this amount of risk. All of it's on the record. All of it's going to be reviewed by people that do have say over what he gets charged with or not. And I think that if he's in a Trump era season that he could find himself on the, you know, end of a prosecution.
Right. He certainly could. There's a lot to look at, as we mentioned, all those different criminal statutes. But what's crazy is that he does all of this that you mentioned while making jokes in between. In his writing, he talks about President Trump's tan and the length of his tie and, you know, the way his desk looked. And I mean, it's just very bizarre things, which led even CNN's Gloria Borger to say, you're either serious or you're not. You know, you got to choose what you are here. It's all just kind of a parody of itself, it seems, as we approach the release of this book.
All right. Well, I'm going to try to find other things to watch on Sunday night. I'm going to make Alex watch it and make him cut up the audio for Monday. But anyway, it's going to be talked about. And, of course, friends, you know we're going to talk about it here at Kevin McCullough Radio. Katie McEnany, have a great weekend. Thanks for stopping by, as always.
Thank you. You too.
Kevin McCullough, when we come back, Todd Chapman joins me for another visit on this very special activity that we're engaged upon. I hope you'll join us for that. Michael Riedel with a check of your weekend entertainment and some final thoughts. All before we're done, it's Kevin McCullough Radio.
I, Luke, send a message to all those that follow our Lord Jesus Christ. But I've come to Rome to find Paul, to write his story, to bring hope.
From the studio that brought you Risen and War Room comes Paul, Apostle of Christ.
There are men, women, children that will never meet you. There must be a handwritten account of your acts.
Their faith challenged an empire.
What do you really know about these Christians?
I am concerned with these documents.
We've got to get these out of Rome.
Their words change the world.
You risk people looking to me for Christ.
The day I heard you preach, I saw Christ in you.
People are desperate. We're the only light left in the city.
Love is the only way.
This Easter,
where sin abounds, grace abounds more.
Starring Jim Caviezel, Olivier Martinez, and James Faulkner. Paul, Apostle of Christ. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters March 23rd. Go to paulmovie.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want to tell you the story of a young girl named Abuk Tantan. Abuk Tantan was taken into slavery from South Sudan into Northern Sudan a number of years ago. She saw her mother executed on the trail from the south to the north. Her brother and her dad were also assassinated right in front of her eyes because they did not go along with what their captors wanted. Lastly, she was told when she reached the slave encampment that she would have to complete her own circumcision with a lid of a tin can, and she was shown a way down to a river. Friends, these are the people that are still in captivity in the north, and we can liberate them. We did liberate 99 of them in December of this last year, and they received their liberation in January and are now reunited with their family in South Sudan. We've learned of 82 more women and children that need our help. Will you call now? $250 will liberate one person for life. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
My blood pressure significantly is so low now compared to what it was. I think I'm doing great with it.
That's one thing I like about Balance of Nature. Y'all listen, you talk and communicate, and not just give us your order. We're done. Bye. You know. It to me, it makes more, I want to say, kind of a family-oriented business that, you know, we're out here for you and we're part of your extended family trying to fill you in rather than just take your money.
I feel great. A lot of the aches and pains I have the arthritis in my hand seems to have dissipated most of the time, and I feel wonderful.
Have the confidence that you're giving your body what it needs. Call now to receive 35% off your first Balance of Nature order. Call 1-800-2468-751 or go online to balanceofnature.com.
It's an amazing song. How'd you do this?
You know, I've never told anybody my story.
From Irwin Brothers Entertainment comes I Can Only Imagine.
When I was 11 years old, life was tough. And I've always loved music. And I found some songs that I held on to. They gave me hope.
On March 16th.
Dad, I can do this.
No, you can't. And you're going to blink your eyes and you're going to realize that life has gotten you nowhere because you chased some stupid dreams.
Discover the untold story.
I want you to know that I pray for you all the time.
What are you running from?
My dad.
Been right about it.
Behind the beloved song that inspired millions.
My dad was a monster, and I saw God transform him So I wrote this song for my dad.
I Can Only Imagine. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters March 16th. Go to ICanOnlyImagine.com. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, so glad you're with us, and yet to come today, it is Tech Tuesday, so Ari Zoldan will join me to discuss all things in technology, and we're glad that you're with us. I'm also very excited to welcome back to the New York studio Mr. Todd Chapman, who, despite his devilishly good looks and ever-svelter figure, continues to be someone that somehow finds his way to New York every year and helps us think on really important things, like helping people that are not as well off as us, even if he is inclined to share a lunch or so with me, and sometimes even some of that that dark stuff in the glass. Todd, I got to admit that, and I meant to tell you, there's a new bourbon that someone just introduced me to, but we'll have to talk about that at some point other than now, because right now I want people to focus on the fact that we are dealing with a very serious crisis in Haiti that has been an ongoing crisis combined of natural disaster and drought and hurricanes. It's like you just pick any number of different things and throw them all into one basket. And that's what Haiti's had over the last several years. And because of that, there's still great suffering in that place.
Yeah, Haiti's the poorest country on this side of the planet. You know, I mean, we're talking devastatingly poor. The average person, like the per capita income is about $250, $300 a year. It's just a very, very difficult, severely impoverished country. But I got to tell you, you know, Kevin, I've been to Haiti a dozen times or more. I've really come to love the people of Haiti. I admire them, their tenacity, their just their perseverance to be able to go on surviving. And not just surviving, but they really do have a spirit that just drives them on. They're an amazing entrepreneurial type of people. The problem is they're just mired in the muck of the deepest, you know, poverty you can imagine on the face of the earth. But friends, that's where you can step in and give not a hand out, but a hand up today, because Food for the Poor is in the business of saving lives so that we can change lives. And we save lives by keeping kids from starving to death and giving them clean, safe drinking water. And then after that, we move on to things like self-sustainability projects and training and education to ultimately lift a country like Haiti out of poverty. That's our ultimate goal. But friends, it all begins with people like you who you know, have a heart for your fellow man, even though you might not even, you know, speak their language. But you say, hey, you know what? I could help. And, you know, Kevin, when you consider that you can make a gift that's really going to significantly change, if not save, the life of a child for about the cost of a cup of coffee per month, I think this is something that everybody can wrap their head around.
Yeah. Here's the specifics, friend, what Todd's saying. $50. Feeds a child for the next year and gives them water for the rest of their life. Clean water, purified, drinkable water. $50. Now, if you do that in multiples, if you do that in, say, for two kids, that's 100, three, that's 150. And right now, because you're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, there's a friend of this broadcast that has said that they're going to match anything that is a multiple of 50 given this hour. So if you would be willing to pick up the phone and give a call and say, hey, I can do $500. That would be 10 kids. That's going to turn into 20 because of the matching gift for the next rest of this hour, the final half hour of this broadcast. And then there's this other thing that we really at the radio station feel very compelled about, and that is that you may be a business owner, and we know that at AM 970 The Answer, there's lots of people that own businesses that listen to our station, more than average, actually, according to what the research tells us. And maybe you would be inclined to have your business support really good causes. Well, it doesn't get better than feeding hungry children and giving clean drinking water to children that have polluted water systems. So if you were willing to do, on behalf of your business, a $2,500 one-time gift, we would be willing to exchange that with you for an advertising campaign. You'd get at least 40 commercials. There would be a number of other things that we would add into it, some digital, some other things that you may have interest in. But if you've been thinking, you know, I'd like to make my money do multiple things. I'd like to get some exposure for my business and do something good at the same time. Well, here you could feed 50 children for the next year and give them clean water for the rest of their life and get an advertising campaign as a way of us saying thank you. And it's fully deductible, your gift to Food for the Poor. So if you call 855-919-4673, we have a limited number of these slots available. But we would, and we've already had one person call and take us up on this, so we would, we're even minus one now spot left. But 855-919-4673, and we'd love for you to consider doing something really good for your fellow man, helping Food for the Poor, feed these forgotten children, and give them clean drinking water for the rest of their life. And then also we'll say thank you to you by giving you at least minimum 40 commercials on the air. And Todd, when you come back with us tomorrow, tell us a little bit about this town you just got back from, Savan Cabrit, because as you were telling me off air about it, I just think that my listeners will be very interested in knowing more about it. We'll do that next time. 855-919-4673. Call right now. 855-919-4673. 855-919-4673.
It's an amazing song. How'd you do this?
You know, I've never told anybody my story.
From Irwin Brothers Entertainment comes I Can Only Imagine.
When I was 11 years old, life was tough. And I've always loved music. And I found some songs that I held on to. They gave me hope.
On March 16th.
Dad, I can do this.
No, you can't. And you're going to blink your eyes and you're going to realize that life has gotten you nowhere because you chased some stupid dreams.
Discover the untold story.
I want you to know that I pray for you all the time.
What are you running from?
My dad.
Been right about.
Behind the beloved song that inspired millions.
My dad was a monster, and I saw God transform him. And so I wrote this song for my dad.
I Can Only Imagine. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters March 16th. Go to ICanOnlyImagine.com.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard.
After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than 500 million servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because they really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get 2 free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you for free. Call now for details.
Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want to tell you the story of a young girl named Abuk Tantan. Abuk Tantan was taken into slavery from South Sudan into Northern Sudan a number of years ago. She saw her mother executed on the trail from the south to the north. Her brother and her dad were also assassinated right in front of her eyes because they did not go along with what their captors wanted. Lastly, she was told when she reached the slave encampment that she would have to complete her own circumcision with a lid of a tin can, and she was shown a way down to a river. Friends, these are the people that are still in captivity in the north, and we can liberate them. We did liberate 99 of them in December of this last year, and they received their liberation in January and are now reunited with their family in South Sudan. We've learned of 82 more women and children that need our help. Will you call now? $250 will liberate one person for life. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
I, Luke, send a message to all those that follow our Lord Jesus Christ. But I've come to Rome to find Paul, to write his story, to bring hope.
From the studio that brought you Risen and War Room comes Paul, Apostle of Christ.
There are men, women, children that will never meet you. There must be a handwritten account of your acts.
Their faith challenged an empire.
What do you really know about these Christians?
I am concerned with these documents.
We've got to get these out of Rome.
Their words changed the world.
You risk people looking to me for Christ.
The day I heard you preach, I saw Christ in you.
People are desperate. We're the only light left in this city.
Love is the only way.
This Easter,
where sin abounds, grace abounds more.
Starring Jim Caviezel, Olivier Martinez, and James Faulkner. Paul, Apostle of Christ.
rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters March 23rd. Go to PaulMovie.com.
Happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, it's a very interesting weekend in New York. I mean, besides the fact that that former Clinton press secretary is going to get a big primetime sit down with a guy that now both political parties hate, Mr. James Comey, on Sunday night. There's a lot of other stuff going on. Who would have thought the Mets would be a 10-game winner at this stage in the year? That's crazy. And the Yankees, you know, I'd give them time. They'll get there. The Yankees will be fine. But there's now the revival of spring. You've got actual warm weather, you know, at least until Sunday when it's going to be down in the 40s again. We just can't make up our mind in New York. And that's one of the reasons why people love this city. It's just that cool. And another reason is they get to come and look at, extinct animals. So we have a couple of skeletons down at the Met. You can go in and you can see these species that don't exist anymore. Another one that we have is the Broadway columnist. Now, this used to be a creature that resided at multiple newspapers across New York City and no longer does, except for the New York Post. And guess what? We get to stare into his cage every Friday. Right here on Kevin McCullough Radio. Hey, Michael Rito, welcome back. It's good to have you.
I hope you have a bag of peanuts you can feed me, Alex.
That's right. Kevin. Yeah. We'll toss the please enjoy the freebies. Okay, so very interesting season for Broadway, if I'm reading between the lines in the world of Michael Rito right now, because you've got kind of the revival of the revival, right? I mean, with Carousel now becoming the hottest ticket in town. And you wrote about it this week. Give me your take on why it was a problem, as you say in your headline, before Me Too.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, Carousel, which is a great show by Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein, with beautiful songs like If I Loved You and June Is Bustin' Out All Over. And, of course, You'll Never Walk Alone, one of the great Rodgers and Hammerstein songs. It was always a difficult show because it's about a man who, let's be candid about it, he beats his wife in the first act. And then he commits suicide and he comes back from purgatory and he loses his temper with his daughter and he hits her. And it's based on a play that was written back in the early 20th century. And Rodgers and Hammerstein, when they set out to adapt it into the musical, they recognized it's very difficult to have your central character be an unsympathetic cad. Now, they weren't thinking of the hashtag Me Too moments, but they had to deal with the issue that this is not a great guy and he physically abuses the two people he loves most in the world. And they did it by writing songs of redemption in the end for him. They don't shy away from his bad behavior, but they do indicate to the audience that even though he loses his temper, he does love his daughter, he does love his wife, and he feels terrible about what he did. And they humanized him for the audience by writing You'll Never Walk Alone, which, if you listen to it, it's almost like a hymn. And at the opening night of this new revival at the Imperial Theater, a lot of people you could tell were, they didn't quite know how to take this in the hashtag Me Too era. But I tell you, Kevin, by the end of the show, and You'll Never Walk Alone, everybody, including all the women in the theater, Sarah Jessica Parker, for one of them, I saw, they were crying. They were in tears. So Rodgers and Hammerstein, somehow through their talent and their humanity, managed to take a cad and at least generate some understanding and feelings for him by the end of the show.
Well, I think that's one of the powerful things about some of the best narratives that have been put on film and stage and small screen, because no character is one-dimensional, right? So there's always going to be things about humanity that are broken. And it's to what degree, actually, in my opinion, that we ever get anything right in life that is really a miracle in and of itself. And so while the activists of our society may say, well, we're never going to have, you know, sexual harassment or, physical abuse or anything like this ever happen again in our life, and we're going to march until it happens, the likelihood that it's going to be stamped out is not real good. And it doesn't mean that we approve of it happening. But I think talking about it honestly is one of the most powerful ways to demystify it and to actually make it go away, because nobody wants to be associated with what the negatives of those things are. So I really think that's where some of the power of some of these great stories comes from.
You know, it's interesting. Oscar Hammerstein, who was a really gentle, kind man and a lovely soul, the play they based Carousel on is it's cynical, and in the end the guy is still a cad and he hits his daughter, and you basically say there's no hope for this guy. But Hammerstein said in an interview I read, he said, you know, I just don't believe that there is no redemption for people out there. I can't write a musical in which my hero is just going to be a terrible guy. I believe in redemption. I believe that you can better yourself. I believe you can make mistakes and learn from them. And he put a lot of that into grappling with this difficult character in Carousel. And I think based on the reaction of the critics today and the opening night audience, he succeeded.
Yeah. Well, that's going to be interesting. And by the way, lovely interview last week with the spectacular voice that you get to hear in Carousel. I really enjoyed it and thought it was just really well done.
Oh, Renee Fleming, yes. She's
yes.
Great opera star and making her debut in a Broadway musical in Carousel. And she's having a great time, although she did tell me, she said, you know, 8 performances a week. We're not used to that in the opera. Pilot in 2 a week and then we're out of there.
Yeah, and there's no stretch limousine and no one bringing you bonbons and, you know, your own personal, air conditioner. Like there's a lot of other elements of Broadway. But it was really a great conversation. And it's one of the reasons why people should listen to Michael on Saturday morning. You said that there's another big revival coming back. My Fair Lady is headed back to Broadway.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet, but I'm getting reports from Lincoln Center that it's really good. Again, it's a problematic show in the Me Too era, because, you know, at the end of it, Henry Higgins says to Eliza, "Bring me my damn slippers." I'm not so sure how they've solved that problem now, but I suppose she can take the slippers and throw them at him.
Well, that would be one option, and particularly if they staged it in the Middle East somewhere, I think that would be the normal thing. As you can tell, Michael Riedel joining us from jail today.
I had to stop on the side. I'm being carted off. You know.
Sorry about that. Check him out tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. because he's got Tommy Mottola on. You may remember him. He was a big-time music producer, but he also helped mentor the American Idols a few years ago when they did Donna Summer. And you're going to talk about the life of Donna Summer on the Town. You don't want to miss it every Saturday morning with Michael Riedel right on AM 970 The Answer. If you're in New York, online at am970theanswer.com. You can listen 9 o'clock Eastern. Michael, great to have you. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, sorry. Can you send the bail money over?
It depends on how much it is. What did you do, man? Hi, Kevin McCullough. The new year is upon us, and that means couples getting engaged and married and Valentine's Day and all kinds of fun stuff just around the corner. And if you or someone you know is tying the knot before they purchase from a big chain jeweler, make sure they visit my friend Anu at a little place called Lord's Diamonds. Not only will you get more diamond for your money, but your ring will be unique, stunning, and something you took part in creating all within your budget, regardless of the size of budget. Lord's Diamonds has been a favorite with Kevin McCullough listeners for many years, and I bought custom designed pieces for my lovely bride. And let me tell you, I will never go anywhere else, nor should you. Not only did Lord's work within my budget and give me great ideas, but the follow-up and the caring are still unmatched anywhere. So call to talk to Anu directly, 212-789-8500. That's 212-789-8500. Or look at them online at lordsdiamonds.com or on Instagram at lordsdiamonds. That's 212-789-8500.
I'm Mark Gastineau. I played in the NFL for 10 years. I was diagnosed with CTE, with dementia, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's. I'm 61 years old. The fruits and vegetables that we take from Balance of Nature is the best thing that we could ever do. And I'm calling in now to order extra because of my wife has been taking mine because she sees a difference in me. It is a wonderful, wonderful thing that Balance of Nature is doing for everybody out there. I hear the testimonies on the radio, but I'm a testimony for myself. And the fruits and vegetables, if I don't take them every single day, my day is not going to go the same. So God bless you, and thank you for what you've done for my wife and I.
When you call, use discount code KMC, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want to tell you the story of a young girl named Abuk Tantan. Abuk Tantan was taken into slavery from South Sudan into Northern Sudan a number of years ago. She saw her mother executed on the trail from the south to the north. Her brother and her dad were also assassinated right in front of her eyes because they did not go along with what their captors wanted. Lastly, she was told when she reached the slave encampment that she would have to complete her own circumcision with a lid of a tin can, and she was shown a way down to a river. Friends, these are the people that are still in captivity in the north, and we can liberate them. We did liberate 99 of them in December of this last year, and they received their liberation in January and are now reunited with their family in South Sudan. We've learned of 82 more women and children that need our help. Will you call now? $250 will liberate one person for life. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
From the creators of The Case for Christ.
All these years, this church has been here. Now it's the crime scene.
The church has brought nothing but controversy to the school for years.
When we are divided, we must remember what we stand for.
We cannot respond to hate with more hate.
This Easter, in the darkness, we are called to be the light.
To have grace is our goal, which is fighting.
God's Not Dead, A Light in Darkness, starring David A.R. White and John Corbett. Now playing. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Go to godsnotdead.com.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
How weird was that briefing?
Really weird. It was almost an out-of-body experience for me. I was floating above myself, looking down, saying, "You're sitting here briefing the incoming president of the United States about prostitutes in Moscow."
Yeah, there you go. You're going to get 2 hours of that Sunday night. Aren't you looking forward to it? George Stephanopoulos, the former press secretary for the Clinton administration, probably more qualified for that job than the one he currently has, which is news anchor for ABC News, which is laughable. That's what they're going to do. Prostitutes, Russia. This is going to be James Comey trying to vomit as much as he can all over the president. And at the end of the day, everyone that's seen the book so far, there's nothing new in there. There's nothing to see there, really. If you hate the president, you're going to love this because that's what James Comey does. He hates the president. So it's just going to come off. I don't know. We'll see. We'll be commenting on it on Monday for sure on Kevin McCullough Radio. Now, since we started this broadcast, we've made reference to the IG reports that have yet to be issued. And one of them now has been. The IG report surrounding Andrew McCabe, when we started the broadcast, had not been made public yet, but it now has. And this is also bad news for Comey, because for James Comey to now have the inspector general of the Justice Department that was looking into the FBI to see how James Comey's FBI conducted itself in the midst of the Hillary Clinton email scandal and has found that Comey's number two, Andrew McCabe, broke several rules, maybe the law, in doing any number of things. And there's a number of charges that he has been stated with in this inspector general report, makes James Comey look all the worse. James Comey's a stupid man. He's dumber than dumb. And it's his hubris. It's his, I'm going to be able to go on any television show and say anything I want and just, you know, think that and put it in my book and get away with it. It's his thinking that because he walks taller than everybody else in most rooms, that he must be above the law himself. This is not going to end well for James Comey if he keeps it up. And now that his number two has been ID'd by the inspector general as having committed a whole wholesale list of things that he shouldn't have in this new IG report that has been put out on Andrew McCabe, this is really going to be problematic for the credibility of James Comey, because what it says is that on his watch, when he was the guy and he was promising that everything was above board and always done the right way, which we now know wasn't, because he was taking personal notes and giving classified information to people that didn't have government clearances and all the rest of it. Here's one more bullet in the chamber for the critics of James Comey to say, hey, you were wildly out of control and highly partisan in how you executed your duties. And at the very least, you deserve to lose your job, but maybe you should go to jail. Just maybe James Comey should be in jail. We will know more come this time Monday. Kevin McCullough, thank you for being here. We'll see you next time.